Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hey, Matt here. Welcome to another episode of the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. It is Way Back Wednesday. This is the day where we reach back into the archives and pull out old classic episodes. And we've been reaching back into the archives of the Do-Over podcast, the podcast that started it all. And I got another great one for you today. Enjoy.
During an era where countless people, businesses, and organizations are feeling the pinch, running out of time, running out of money, losing confidence, feeling as if life is unfair, praying for another chance, and unless something is done, life is going to pass them by. Fortunately, in the nick of time, there is now a place where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. Save your career. Save your business. Save your health. Save your relationships. Save your life. Get from where you are to where you want to be faster and with greater ease than you ever thought possible. Say hello to your do-over.
Welcome to Your Do-Over, the place where I show people who want more out of life, people dissatisfied with their current situation, who want something different. I show them how to start over and begin a new life, setting goals and objectives so that they can create wealth and live life to the fullest. You can jumpstart your do-over and you can lay a solid foundation for a better life by downloading the three pillars of creating the ultimate do-over for free at freedoover.com. It's a 55-minute MP3 audio program that I made just for you with three specific steps on how to get success as you start over. The three pillars of creating the ultimate do-over will put the legs under your table. It's going to lay the foundation for you to achieve, and it's going to act as your traveling success coach, and they are yours for free at freedoover.com. Okay, I'm very excited about the next few episodes as I have received some special requests on my Facebook page, of which if you want to head over there, you can find me at facebook.com/do-over-guru. I'm still waiting for Facebook to allow you to change the name of your Facebook page. And if you're curious, I had created that page before I'd ever had a podcast or my book was ever released. And, you know, I don't want to be the do-over guru. It was an accident. They won't let me change it, though. And then, you know, then somebody else, I have no idea who, but they went and registered the do-over guy on Facebook. They even post and respond on my behalf. I mean, I thought that was kind of weird. They've got my picture up there and everything. I suppose I'm fortunate, though, that they are fans and that they haven't done anything to harm my reputation. But either way, I'm at facebook.com/do-over-guru. The do-over guy on Facebook, although it is my picture, it's not me. All right? Today's request comes from Cy Cawthorn. And if you have a request, by the way, or a question about a past episode, you can head over to the same Facebook page and share it with me. No promises, but I'll do what I can. But today's request comes from Cy Cawthorn, and coincidentally, I actually spoke to Cy on the phone this week. But Cy wrote, "Hey, Matt, in the interview with Stephen Gregg, near the end, you'd asked him, I think, what technology has helped the most? And he gave two answers, and the second one intrigued me greatly. He said he's learned how to attract the right people to delegate certain tasks to. So how about a top 10 on how to build the right team for your biz do-over?" So I was scratching my head. I thought it was a very good suggestion. And I said, well, I can certainly come up with two or three of how I think I've attracted the right people, and I wrote down those three, and then I came up with a fourth, and I came up with a fifth, and actually ended up with a list of 10. So Sai, you're in luck. Here's the top 10 on how to build the right team for your biz do-over. Let's get into this, all right? Before we get to the tips, however, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to define right people. Who are the right people for you? You see, once you do this, once you take some time to actually define who that person is, what's going to happen is it's going to turn on your reticular activator, that part of the brain responsible for awareness. You see, once you've turned that on, you're going to begin to recognize the right people when they do cross your path. For example, if you don't know what that is or you have no experience or reference, think about the last time you bought a new car. You know, the day before, maybe you didn't know which car you're going to buy and you didn't really even know that car existed. But once you bought the car, you drove it off the lot, you noticed that car everywhere. It seemed like everybody had one, right? That was your reticular activator working for you. So we need to turn that on, and we turn that on by defining the right people. Okay, so before any of the tips will apply, first, define who are the right people to you. Define their character traits, define their resources, define their strengths, maybe their personality type and perhaps their geographic location. Get as detailed as you possibly can because they're already there. They're already in your life. But because you don't necessarily know exactly what they look like, you're not seeing them, okay? So number one, tip number one for attracting the right people for your do-over, have a vision. That's number one. You gotta have a vision. You have to know what you want. It's so important to have a vision, to have clarity around where you're headed. I mean, you've heard me say this before. If you don't know where you're going, if you don't have a plan, if you don't have an idea of where you want to end up, any road is going to get you there. You see, the more clear that you are about what you want and the more committed you are to that vision, the more people are going to be attracted to you. The more people are going to follow you. The more people that you'll actually inspire. And people, the right people, will follow those that have a clear vision of which they too believe in. And unfortunately, it's because so few people have visions of their own. So tip number one, you want to be a leader with a vision. If you are a leader with a vision, you will attract the right people. Number two, get out of the house. You got to get out of the house and amongst the people. You've got to get out of the house if you ever expect to attract the right people. I mean, face it, regardless of the business that you're in, regardless of the business that you do, whether you're on the selling side or you're on the buying side, you're going to have to interact with people to get it done. And if you happen to be even involved in a home-based business, it's just that, a home-based business. Don't get it confused with a home-bound business. You know what I mean? All of your possibility and all of your dreams, it lives amongst the people. And conversely, it dies without people. It dies without a community. It dies without a group. It dies without a network. So if you want to attract the right people, you must be amongst people. Pretty simple, but it's so simple that a lot of people fail to recognize this. You don't want to be one of the people sitting in your house wondering why nothing ever happens for you, or why no one will help you, or why no one thinks like you, or like why no one wants to go and partner with you. It's because you got to be amongst the people. They might not be in your house, okay? And for the most cases, they're not in your house. Number three, you want to share with others what you're up to in life. Don't be stingy with your vision. Don't be stingy with your ambition. Don't be stingy with your goals. Share your vision with anyone that asks. Share your vision when any platform is presented, when any platform is ever presented. I mean, in fact, if you're not publicly speaking every chance that you get, and that can be to a boardroom of your peers, or that could be to an auditorium of thousands, or anywhere in between, you're missing one of the biggest people attractors that I know of. I mean, just by assuming the role of publicly speaking, speaking in front of a group, big, small, medium, doesn't matter. Just by assuming that role, I mean, it's almost automatic that you're interpreted as an authority or even an expert, if you will. And if not that, you'll be interpreted at the very least as a courageous person. You see, it takes courage to stand up and speak in front of people. And just the thought of that terrifies most people. And if you stand up and you speak at any opportunity that you have, It displays courage. Indirectly, inadvertently displays courage. And people are attracted to courage. The timid are attracted to courage, and courageous people themselves are attracted to courage. You know, as your possibility and your dreams live amongst the people inside of a community, the manifestation of those possibilities and dreams stems from your communication among the people. So possibility, it dies without communication. This is a biggie. It's a biggie that you've got to understand. And it's a big one that you need to get, that you need to embrace. So what and how do you communicate? First, what do you share? Well, you're going to be communicating your vision. And as I mentioned, you must be clear with that vision so you can communicate that vision clearly. And it might take some practice. In fact, I recommend that you practice it. In fact, no, I'm not even going to recommend it. You must practice communicating it. You got to practice communicating it in a way that inspires people. So how do you do that? You want to be able to communicate your vision in a way that people see something possible for themselves inside of your sharing, inside of your communication. So when you're talking about your vision, if someone can see something for themselves inside of your sharing of that vision, that inspires people. Second, how do you share it? Well, as I mentioned, you're going to want to practice, but I'm going to give you a structure from where you can begin. It's been referred to as an elevator pitch, most commonly referenced as. And most people, they're terrible at their elevator pitch. They're absolutely terrible because they try and wing it. They don't practice it. I mean, attend any networking event and you'll see how terrible people are in conveying their vision, how terrible they are in conveying their mission or conveying their purpose or conveying their product or their service or whatever they're up to. People are terrible at it. So practice yours. Because if you practice yours and you get good at conveying your vision, you'll stand out so far above the crowd that people, the right people, won't be able to help themselves from wanting to hear more. The right people won't be able to help themselves from following you and wanting to hear more. So your elevator pitch, and I have a very basic formula from where you can begin crafting yours. Yet, having said that, this might be all that you need. You might not need anything other than this basic structure. And certainly, it's all that I use. And the person that taught it to me refers to it as the audio business card, or ABC, if you will. And I refer to it as the magic sentence. And I refer to it as that because it is just that sometimes. It almost performs magic. It's one simple sentence that almost magically attracts the right people to you. And conversely, it will help sort the people that might not be so right. So it works in both ways. Okay, so what you're going to want to do, break out your white paper and blue ink, and I want you to write this down. If you're driving or if you're on the treadmill or jogging, whatever it may be, make sure you do this when you get home. But if you have got some white paper, some blue ink handy, you're going to want to grab that. Why white paper, blue ink? Well, studies have shown that combination of white paper and blue ink will increase your memory retention between 30 to 40%. I don't know if that's true or not, but I certainly don't want to risk it and end up losing and end up forgetting things. Okay, so get your white paper, blue ink. First, write I, the letter I, and then in parentheses, write action verb. So you've got I, action verb. And an action verb, that can be show, or train, or coach, or mentor, administer, or teach, or facilitate. Those are all action verbs. So it's I, action verb, and then in parentheses, add target market. Okay, so I, action verb, target market. And your target market can be any category of people. I mean, likely it will be the people that you're looking to attract, of course. For example, if you want to attract small business owners would be the category of people that you'd insert into that formula. Or maybe it's school teachers, or maybe it's firefighters, or maybe it's people who want more out of life. Your audio business card could very easily start like I, show, people who want more out of life, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so you have I, show being the action verb, and people who want more out of life, there's your target market. Okay, so now that category, it can be anything that you can think of. And so that's why it's really important, as I mentioned in the beginning, is to identify who the right person is that you're looking for. Identify the people that you want to attract and come up with a description of that category that you could insert into the formula. The one I always use is busy professionals. I show busy professionals how to build a real estate portfolio. That's how mine starts. I Show, action verb, my target market is busy professionals. Now, I show them how to build a real estate portfolio, and that leads us to the next part of the formula. Right now, you have I, action verb, target market, and the next part of the formula is benefit, okay? Put the word benefit in parentheses. So you have I, action verb, target market, benefit. And this is going to be the benefit of what you offer. If you provide financial services, a benefit might be securing financial futures. I show people how to secure financial futures. Or if you provide bookkeeping services, a benefit might be I bring clarity to one's financial records. Or I bring clarity to people's financial records. I bring clarity to school teachers' financial records. That's the first half, okay? So as I mentioned, the benefit of what I do is to build a real estate portfolio for people, specifically in their spare time. So my audio business card that I use all the time goes like this. I show busy professionals how to build a real estate portfolio in their spare time. The next part is, so they can. That's the next piece of the formula, so they can. And then end it with another benefit. And this will be more of a personal benefit, the personal benefit that your professional benefit provides. For example, if you're in financial services, you may show people how to secure their financial futures, as I mentioned. I show people how to secure their financial futures so they can sleep better at night. Sleep better at night being more of the personal benefit from your professional benefit. So here it is. Write this down. I, action verb, target market, benefit, so they can benefit. And this is what some examples might sound like. I teach small business owners how to leverage their relationships so they can create a second stream of income. That's going to attract the right people to me. Or here's another. I mentor aspiring investors on how to minimize risk and maximize returns so they can vacation more with their spouse. It's very specific of who I'm looking for. And if I happen to be talking to the person that I'm saying this to, and they happen to be that person, they're going to be very interested in what I have to say. I mean, the possibilities are endless. You can just keep on mixing and matching different words inside of that formula. I mean, it's really simple, but it takes some practice. But it's extremely effective in attracting the right people to you. So, for example, here's mine. Anytime anyone asks me what I do, I show busy professionals how to create passive income in their spare time through real estate so they can enjoy the good life. Now, as you're listening to that, either that's going to resonate with you or it doesn't, and that's okay. I'm only looking for the people of which it does resonate with. And if it does, you'll want to go to a new website that I just put up, grubandgrowrich.com. Grubandgrowrich.com. I just put up this website. The right people I want to meet will go there to see what it's all about. I am attracting the right people through a combination of everything I've discussed this far. One, I have a vision. Two, I'm among the people. I mean, you're listening to me right now. I just have a different medium of getting amongst the people. But I go out. I'm a networker. I go to clubs. I go to meetups. I go all over the place to meet people. And three, I'm sharing with you what I'm up to in life. I'm sharing with you my vision. Those first three steps are critical. That's why I put them first. And I know, when I share my audio business card with you, I show busy professionals how to create passive income through real estate in their spare time so they can enjoy the good life. I already know that I'm attracting the right person, and the right people will go to this new website that I just put up, grubandgrowrich.com, grubandgrowrich.com. And only the right people will go. I mean, if you have no interest in building passive income through real estate, you're not going to go there. And that's okay, because we probably wouldn't be a good fit for each other. And that's what that audio business card does. Is it attracts the right people by being very clear about who you're looking for. Getting out amongst the people and sharing it with those people is going to attract them to you. And some are going to be attracted to it, and some will not be. And that's perfectly okay. All right? And that brings us to number four of how to attract the right people. Number four, you've got to detach yourself from the outcome. Detach yourself from the outcome. The fastest path to failure is trying to please everybody. So don't try. You're not going to be able to do it. It's a painful lesson in futility, and it's going to be very frustrating. You never will please everybody. You're not going to please them all. So share your vision in the exact way that you see it. Don't try and shape it for anybody else. Share it in the way that you see it. Share it in the exact way that you feel it. Don't share it in the way that you think the person you're talking to might feel it. Share it the way that you feel it. And the right people will be attracted to it. And the people that aren't, Let them go. It's okay. You can still be friends. So detach yourself from the outcome. Number 5, be the change you want to see in the world. Now, this is a very famous quote from Mahatma Gandhi. Be the change that you want to see in the world. And I think it's extremely important to attracting the right people into your life. I mean, like attracts like. That is the essence of the law of attraction. Like attracts like. And if there are certain types of people you want to attract into your life or into your business, be the change that you want to see in the world, and the people that want to see the same change will be attracted to you. Here's what I mean. If you want more compassion in the world, you'll attract compassionate people, and you'll inspire others to be more compassionate, and they too will be attracted to you. If you believe the world needs more entrepreneurs, as I do, be the best entrepreneur you can be, and you'll attract more entrepreneurs. And you'll inspire others to be entrepreneurs, and they'll be attracted to you also. And if you think the world could use more open-minded, self-motivated people, be open-minded and self-motivated yourself. You'll attract open-minded and self-motivated people, and you'll inspire others to be more open-minded and take action themselves. And that brings us to number 6, stay in action. Wealth, abundance, and prosperity, it's attracted to movement. And, you know, just nothing is going to happen until something moves, including attraction. I mean, they say a rolling stone, it gathers no moss, right? You want to stay clean and mean. You want to stay in action. And just as with people are attracted to people with a clear vision, as well, they are attracted to people who take action. Having a clear vision, sharing that vision, and then taking action on that vision, it requires courage. And we talked about courage. And because so many people, sadly, lack courage, they are attracted to people that have it. As well, courageous people are attracted to courageous people. Again, like attracts like. Courageous and open-minded people that take action want to do business with other courageous and open-minded people. So be courageous and stay in action. And be courageous around your actions. Number 7, help others get what they want. Help others get what they want. And it's a concept expressed countless times over the years by Zig Ziglar. If you help enough people get what they want, you will get what you want. And you can do that through a product that people want. You can do that through a service that people want. Or you can do that whenever you see an opportunity just to lend a helping hand, whether that's a friend or it's a family member or it's a coworker, maybe a complete stranger. Or here's my favorite, and it actually is number 8, volunteer. Volunteer will attract the right people to you. You see, when you're volunteering, you are showing up as the best you that you can be. When you're volunteering authentically and honestly and with integrity, you are showing up as the best you that you can be. And when you're being the best you, you will attract people like the best you. Further, volunteering is a great way to network with people you otherwise might not ever meet. I mean, it's just that your paths might not have ever crossed because of what you do or where you do it or how you do it. You see, by volunteering and working with, say, nonprofits, you will frequently get the opportunity to meet some of the most amazing people. And that's from the people that are doing the heavy lifting, the ground soldiers, if you will, to the people heading the organization or managing the organizations, all the way up to the celebrities and the affluent that endorse and champion those nonprofit organizations. So volunteering, that's going to create some amazing attraction possibilities for you. Number 9, don't judge people. And, you know, that kind of goes without saying. But sadly, we all do it. I mean, we can't help it. We all try to judge a book by its cover, even though we're told not to. We're told do not judge a book by its cover. But inside our head, we still do it. And, you know, sadly, countless opportunities are missed every single day because people prejudge. There's not a whole lot more that I need to say about this other than get to know people. And here's a tip that I received from Earl Nightingale. Treat every person that you come in contact with like they're the most important person in the world. First, I mean, it's how people should treat each other, right? That's how people should treat other people. Second, people are attracted to people that show an interest in them. People like people that like them. So be open and get to know your fellow man before you pass judgment. And even then, be really, really careful. You know, as my father raised me with the idea of don't believe anything that you hear and only half of what you see. I think those are wise words in the proper context. Number 10, be your word. Be your word. It's actually my favorite. You know, tips 1 through 9, they can and will attract the right people to you quickly. Those are tips you can implement right now and experience instant results. But if you want to continue to attract the right people to you over the long term, I can't think of anything more powerful in attracting the right people to you than integrity, being your word. And there's a very simple application for this. There's a very simple way to apply this, to take this concept of being your word and put it into action and incorporate it into your life. Get in the habit of saying what you're going to do. Get in the habit of saying what you're going to do before you do it, share it, and declare it to anyone that will listen. You know, if you want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro this next summer vacation, start sharing it, start declaring it. If you want to be the number one salesperson in your organization, start sharing it and declaring it that that's what you're up to. You want to get in the habit of saying what you're going to do. And then you want to do what you say. You want to do what you say without reasons. You want to do what you say without excuses. You want to do what you say for no other reason than because you said so. That's being your word. And in my opinion, that's the mark of greatness. You know, John F. Kennedy declared that we would put a man on the moon before we even had the technology to do it. He declared it before the world when he didn't even know how it was going to happen. And he followed through because he had declared it. And I think 7 or 8 years after John F. Kennedy had died, we landed on the moon because he declared it. Gandhi, he declared that there's going to be a free India. He declared that there would be a free India with nothing but saying what he was going to do and then doing what he said. He was just one man. He had no idea how he was going to make it happen. He didn't have an army behind him. He was one man that declared what he was going to do, and then he did it. He was his word. And then Martin Luther King Jr., he increased the awareness of civil rights of this country to a point where every human, every race, creed, and color has him to thank for their lives right now, the lives that they live today, because of what he did. And he did it with his word. Your word, being your word, it's the most powerful attractor of the right people that you have. And you know what? It's yours. You already have it. You own your word. You own your word free and clear. And it's extremely powerful. And you got to have respect for your word. Be your word as JFK, Gandhi, and Martin Luther King Jr. were. And you won't even have to worry about attracting the right people in your life because they will be there. People give their loyalty, they give their hand, and they give their business to those of integrity and honesty. And it begins with and exists in saying what you're going to do and then doing what you say. So there you have it. The top 10 ways to attract the right people into your do-over. And that's it for today. Next episode, I've got another listener request coming from Tony Tosco. Tony, the next episode is for you, buddy. And it's going to be a good one. So until next time, God loves you and so do I. I am Matt, the Do-Over Guy, and I will see you on the next episode of Your Do-Over.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Do-Over, where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. And remember, knowledge is potential power. Take action on what you learned today. This is not your learn-over. It's your do-over. To view the resources referenced in today's show and to retrieve a complete show transcript, visit www.thedoverguy.com. Stay connected with Matt the Do-Over Guy Terrio on Twitter at The Do-Over Guy and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Do-Over Guru. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.